appreciate the opportunity to do a presentation at the state convention. This is my first convention. This is relatively light. I've really enjoyed the presentations today. I want to thank the Minnesota chapter, the Posse chapter, for hosting this. It's been wonderful. This is light, but I think it's contemporary to some ongoing debates about whether or not the All-Star game should determine home field advantage in the World Series. So just a little bit of background. 2002, I'm sure this group certainly all remembers the All-Star game, extra innings, 7-7 tie, Bob Grinley, Joe Torre at the commissioner in the front row, making the decision that, you know, we don't have more pitchers, and that's it, game over, it's a tie. So, black eye, Bearspin for Major League Baseball in 2003, this time it counts rule goals into effect that the winner of the Midsummer Classic would also win home field advantage in the World Series. So since then, there's been all sorts of opinions, and I had a chance to talk to many of you about this in the last 24 hours. Here's one from New England Sports Network. There seems to be a consensus that Major League Baseball's All-Star game should not determine which league gets home field advantage in the World Series. A little harsher comment by Eric Ivey. I thought it was one of the most ridiculous ideas in the history of sport. Top 10 list with mixed in with some serious and some fun anecdotes here. Everything from a better record to the number of ex-Cubs on the team to the winner of that year's Taco Bell All-Star Legends. Celebrity softball driven home field advantage in the World Series. And then there's this one here where basically Rob Kirkpatrick is saying that the better record going into the World Series should determine home field. I'll come back to that one at the end. And Brian Butterfield, the coach for the Toronto Blue Jays, recently told the Banger Daily News that he feels clearly play should determine home field advantage for the World Series. And then, so if you were to go back, if I was to go back to this time last year, I probably was indifferent. I didn't really think about this a lot. But there, about 9 months ago, an idea was formed, and it was based on this right here. I don't know if anybody recognizes what they're looking at. If anybody would care to shout out what that might be?
Yankee pitchers.
Yeah, those are Yankees pitchers. And that's the September 28th. That's that famous game. Evan Longoria had 2 home runs, the last one against Scott Proctor. Last game of the season. And the Rays won and went into the playoffs. And so that's the batter's face, the percentage of batter's face. Just this last stat right there. Basically what this boils down to, if you take Hughes and Burnett out, and I think AJ actually only pitched with 1 or 2 batters in that game, 91.2% of the batters in that game were pitched by an Yankee staff that compiled 12% of the total innings pitched for this season. So as a fan, I'm not a big fan of the mailing it in at the end of the year when the teams have wrapped everything up. I like it when the playoff round teams are continuing to play their players. I know Joe Girardi said he was going to do this after the Yankees clinched everything they needed to clinch against the Boston Red Sox. But as a fan, I live in Adirondack Mountains, upstate New York, and I was seriously thinking about trying to get to a game, and I remember thinking after watching this game, I'm glad, one, it's not in New York, and two, I didn't go, because I wouldn't have enjoyed that. But in any event, that was that. The idea started to form. How do you make these players, how do you make these managers and these teams play right to the end of the year? So the next morning, I checked my sports like you guys all do, and I started to see headlines like this. Oh, what a night. Baseball's best ever. Baseball has the greatest regular season finish. Baseball regular season finish puts debate to the wealth. And I thought to myself, really? I said, you know, I didn't think that way. I, from what I watched last night, no Soriano, no Mariano, no Robertson. The Yankees didn't start starting pitcher in that game. I just didn't. I wasn't a big fan of this being the best ever at the end of the regular season. So in any event, this is when the proposal came to me. Allow the highest average aggregate winning percentage of playoff-bound teams relative to each league to determine home field advantage in the World Series. Basically what that means is, and I've included Atlanta and Boston in this to reflect how things are going forward with the 5 teams in the playoffs. What you're looking at is you're looking at the winning percentage for those 5 teams in the National League versus the winning percentage for the 5 teams in the American League. And sure enough, based on this analysis here, looking at the data here, the National League would have home field advantage at the end of the year last year for the World Series. Your newspaper might show up like this. This is how the season would have ended last year. The National League would beat the American League by 2 games. As of June 23rd, when I emailed the presentation to Neil, Scott, I compiled the results of the National League and American League. We're in a dead tie. So, and this will look at the breakdown. I grabbed some data from May 15th of this year to June 23rd and plotted winning percentage for the five teams that were would have been in the playoffs at the end of each day, in each respective day, versus league. And once again, you see it come to a tie here on June 23rd. The biggest spread there is about 4.5 for 5 games, right around June 7th. And I think you would see a lot of swings like this if this proposal was something baseball was ever to consider. So can we have more exciting endings? Well, going into last game of the season last year, the National League was up by 2 games just as it finished, but the AL could have ended up with a higher winning percentage if an idea like this was used. The right combination of wins for the AL last year and the last day and losses for the NL could have ended up with the AL winning. So that would mean, what that would mean is that someone like Joe Girardi or the other managers in each league would have to look across, see what's going on in their league as well as the other league, and make a decision whether or not they want to play their regulars right to the end of the year or not. And then answer the questions later on if they should happen to get to the World Series by the meeting. What role can the All-Star Game continue to have to determine home field advantage? It could have a tiebreaker role. Why is that? Well, there's a good chance that she could have a tie. This is somewhat intuitive. We know that the teams that are going to get into the playoffs are going to probably have somewhere between 88 and 100 wins. It's a small standard deviation, as it should be. So there is a chance that she could have a tie. I just ended up showing you a slide that we were at a tie when emailed the presentation on June 23rd. Other opportunities. Well, an old-fashioned racer fans who are loyal to one league or another. You know, I had an old friend who passed away a few years ago. He was a Giants fan. Believe me, he was his favorite player. He would have, if the Giants weren't in it, he would have loved this. He would have voted for the National League to win it out right every year because he didn't like the DH. Interleague opportunity. Team City's not in the playoff chase. You can enjoy the spoiler role at the league level. So you'll have games towards the end of the season where perhaps a non-playoff bound team in one league is playing against another, playing against the other league, against the team that's going to be in the playoffs. And so there's some incentive, there's some excitement attached to that within perhaps that city. Why not use a better interleague record? Well, based on the current format where the interleague is done, for the All-Star game, there's no wire-to-wire opportunity. I know that's going to change next year. I don't think baseball's figured out how that's going to change. There's going to be interleague games going right down to the end of the season, but I don't think it has to provide the same wire-to-wire opportunity. And once again, probably no role for the All-Star game winner, which I think baseball would want to retain somehow to have the All-Star game have maybe a secondary role, not a primary role. However, interleague regular season games provide additional value, obviously. The two leagues can beat up on each other for another incentive, which is to win home field advantage in the World Series. Why not use a team with a better record? Similar to the last slide, not as one chance of the last day determination of home field advantage is unknown. You don't know who's going to be in the World Series in the last day of the regular season. So some teams can still shut it down. Sure enough, if the team has wrapped it all up by September 15th, including home field advantage in the World Series, they can do what I don't like as a fan right towards the end of the year. All-Star game as a tiebreaker is probably not as relevant in that scenario. So conclusions, again, very light idea for this group. I recognize that. It's a new idea to the mix. I think it's contemporary to what some of the discussions that are going on. Every year a chance for one where a race could have this go down to the final day of the season. All-Star game winner does maintain a legitimate role. You could have a tie. In the All-Star game, you think the teams would still, whatever they're playing, if they're doing it now, playing for this incentive, win home field advantage. Whatever's going on, I don't have to compete anymore. I don't really want to worry about that. So I should thank my wife and my kids for being here at baseballreference.com for the excellent work that they do so I can pull some standings from May 15th to June 23rd. And that's it.
We have time for questions, and
on the whole, I think this is a really interesting idea, and certainly has some benefits. But if I understand this correctly, your specific example of the Tampa Bay New York game wouldn't have made any difference
right.
in your scenario.
Like absolutely.
One of them wins, one of them loses, regardless of the aggregate.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And so, because it's, if I, I get the sense that Major League Baseball has tried over time to try to create the right matchups at the end to make them exciting. Atlanta, Philadelphia, and have played a lot of games in the season. So the more you try to do that, the less this would be relevant, at least in terms of your end of the season fight for the finish.
That's possible. But then again, it's also not possible. You can still continue. And you also have interleague games that go right to the end of the year for now. So how's that going to factor into this? But you're right. I didn't want to throw the baby out of the bathwater because the majority have done the same thing last year. If Tampa wins, we can still run that pitching lineup out. American League gets one of these wins. We can sit here. We can say, A-Rod, I don't need to start a starter. But the idea itself, I still ran with it.
With respect to minor leaguers perhaps determining the outcome of September on, an idea that I've heard, I think, would be horribly ferocious. You maybe have, I mean, in football, an active, maybe 28-player roster for the month of September, and you can use a couple of minor leaguers, and you have to determine ahead of time that it's going to be 28 or 30 players, you could have 40 guys
right
there, and a lot of them would be stiffs.
I heard Bob Costas say the same thing. So I agree. I think that'd be better than, you know, some teams can probably fly 40, however many guys around and continue to run pitching lineups out there right to the end of the year. That's not necessarily the focus. It's just the idea of if the playoff-bound teams are probably still filling their stadiums up towards the end of the year because they're having such a successful stadium, should be some incentive for to continue to get to continue to run their starting players out there. If you're not in the playoffs, obviously there should be some, you know, build for next year. Player AAA guys, your AA guys, you're out of the playoffs. But if you're going, you know, I know if I was to head down to, it's quite a price to be 80 game and fly on a trip one way for me, so I would want to see the players. But that makes sense too.
It seems like it could vary from year to year, but some years one league could have more parity.
Right.
The top teams, there's less difference between the top and the bottom teams, and they would lose World Series advantage when they're not necessarily not as good teams.
True.
In the first decade, say the Pittsburgh, the Giants, and the Cubs were all winning over 100 games apiece. There was a tremendous difference in the bottom and the top of the league in 1906 to 1910.
So in that regard, then I think that the National League deserves to host the World Series. They
won it. There was a greater difference. Yes, they had the best teams, but there was a greater difference between the top and bottom of the league. That could happen from year to year. It doesn't necessarily mean that the teams in one league are better than the teams in the other league.
No, I would agree with that. But whatever they're doing to build that gap, they're doing better than the other league. So they win. They deserve to get home field advantage. So the other league has to catch up and figure out why there's such a difference. They want to get into the World Series or host four games in the World Series. I agree with what you're saying, but
some years it's a good idea, some years it's not.
And for full transparency, I went back 15 years and looked at the records. There hasn't been a tie. There were a couple of years where I think there was a one-game difference. Last year was a two-game difference. And there were actually a few years, I think 2001 in Seattle.
Yeah, you could. I wonder if you would want to account for that contenders against each other problem by just considering the records in games not against other playoff teams. Since that, you know, that biases you down to 50 to 500, obviously.
Right.
But when you remove that, you're looking at how they did against the others.
Yeah, that's yeah,
sure there's
a lot of better ideas out there than in the All-Star game. Yes, sir.
I don't see any real difference between all these ideas and the one that happened the National League being the host of the Eagle years and the American League being the host of the Hockey. I mean, we're both like that for 100 years, and then Fox TV got upset with that tie at the All-Star game, and they thought they were being cheated. And so they wanted to get more return on their money. So.
You're right. It did work for 100 years. This is just another, perhaps some more fun at the end of the year. And somewhat, I think, if you're in and you win those five teams, you deserve home field advantage.
When you looked at those past seasons, did you take a look at what effect on those seasons this change would have made? What kind of outcome would you look for that's different that you hope to have happen?
No, I didn't get into that level of the analysis. That'd be a good thing to do to support this premise.
Yeah.
To see whether or not to improve the value of something like this.
Looking for bad behavior that you hope to correct.
Yeah. I like the value of just the regular season race. Regardless if the home field has pointed to like the World Series winner or not, but I think there's room for that. I just like the idea of more value for regular season.
I actually think that if I understand the excitement part, and obviously keeping fans interested is what drives the sport. It's the only reason we're here.
Right.
But I think ultimately, if you want to give fair advantage to a team in the World Series in those most, and if it could be the most important seven games of the season, you'd want to play a completely balanced schedule. Everybody plays everybody the same amount of games at the same site. I don't know how that would work. I haven't looked at any of the numbers for that yet. But then you could look at that going into the playoffs, and everybody has a record, and then you just say between the two teams, they played the exact same schedule, obviously not in the same circumstances, but then the team with a better record, there's no argument about, well, they played this team more, they didn't play this team. Then ultimately you get the situation where they've earned it over 150, 165 games, however the schedule would have to change. Do you think that would be more ideal, or do you think the race is a bit more important?
I like the race. I like the race. But I think, again, anything might improve on the current situation.
Yeah.
That's a good analysis. That would be a good point. Sir?
In the last 10 or 20 years, if this proposal had been enforced, how many times did the National League have the World Series home field advantage? How many times?
I don't know the answer to that. Did they get into that level of the data? I don't know. It's a good question.
Is there any serious discussion about them changing this in the commissioner's office?
Well, I mean, I just read what you guys read. There seems most baseball fans, whether you're diehard like this group here or just a pure casual baseball fan that understands, don't seem to be in favor of the All-Star game and terminate. Did I read this correctly? Just correct me if I'm wrong on this, that Major League Baseball is going to allow the All-Stars to use social media during the All-Star game this year? Did anybody else read that? Is that true? So you have a situation where players are going to be Twittering and using Facebook during a game that's going to determine the outcome of home field advantage of the World Series. That is true. I did read that correctly. They're just adding more gasoline to this, as far as I'm concerned. Yes,
so, regarding the whole point about keeping the race going, I would argue that if I'm here to hurry, I'm more concerned about setting up a rotation for that ALDS than I am about Game 7 of the World Series potentially being at home, because I just don't think that the... Somebody last year did a study on the advantage of home field advantage. It was something like 50.1% of the time the home team wins, and it's sort of unexplained phenomenon.
Yeah.
And in baseball, it's not as huge as it is elsewhere.
No, I agree with all Joe Gary. I do like my proposal leader.
I mean, see, I just would tank it. I wouldn't throw Betances out there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I've coached before, and I'll do the same thing, but I'm a fan of baseball in this regard. But I agree with you. I understand why Girardi did it. He said he was going to do it after they clinched against the Red Sox. He basically said he was going to do this type of scenario for the last 4 or 5 games last year.
If the Yankees won that game, then the Braves would have lost, and the Braves would have been
the same. I might not be here. I might have missed my first national convention if that were the case. It's an idea I never would have kept. That's true. So, I'm glad I'm here.
And also, you can use the tiebreaker for
because the interleague's going to go down to the end starting next year, if you use just the interleague, same proposal instead of the 5 teams, then use the all-star game as the tiebreaker. That's possible. You can have some inequity at the end with strength of schedule and teams that are not in the playoffs choosing to run out, which they should. They're double A, triple A players playing against playoff bound teams from one league versus the other. So you can get some argument about whether or not that is the best way to go towards the end of the year.
And this coming year, for 2 years, then there'll be interleague games going all through the season. So it'll be a constantly changing standing for the league against league.
Right. Just tonight, Dave. I appreciate being here.
All right, well, let's thank our speaker.